Yes, and you know, I also, Maya, you know, you have also, I read on your dillabonds.com, of course, right, that you, I admire your work on your scholarship school in Minneapolis. Tell me about that school.
I'm so excited about that. There's an organization in Minneapolis called Excel.
Yep.
And Excel Entertainment, and they asked me how I felt about having a scholarship in my name for use in the Minneapolis public schools, and I was just absolutely humbled by that request.
Right.
I loved that. So we now have chosen at least 10 youths right now who have been identified to receive the Adela Bond Arts and Literary Achievement Scholarship, and they had a big ceremony in May, and they announced the names of the students. And I visited the school when I was there in April, when I received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Legacy Awards by Bella Entertainment. And it was just a delight to walk through the halls, meet the kids, I visited every single classroom. And the one in particular that held my heart was the one where the students were playing the violin, and they performed for me. It was just heart-touching. And so the scholarship this year will go to those kids who are taking violin language lessons. We'll make sure that they are able to receive instructions to augment what they're learning at school.
Awesome. And also, too, you know, a lot of celebrities, you know, enjoy your book, you know, on my own terms, you know, one actor's journey, of course, you know, such as Danny Glover and Toni Braxton. What is your personal feeling on that?
What is my personal feeling about what?
About that, like, a lot of celebrities enjoy your book, such as Danny Glover and Toni Braxton.
Well, I certainly hope that everyone who reads it enjoys it, and certainly those who are celebrities who just happen to be friends, like Danny Glover, whom I've known now well over 30 years, that mentioned throughout the book. Hopefully they will relate to many of the things that I say, because they also are actors, and particularly in the chapter that deals with Hollywood, I am sure that many of them have similar experiences that I have had. Both rewarding, also challenging. So I'm appreciative that celebrities in particular have also read the book and that it's resonated for them as well.
One last question. What's one project that has touched your heart the most throughout your career, and why? What's one project that has touched your heart throughout your career? And why?
It's so hard to name one. I'll have to kind of answer that in a different way.
Sure.
I would say that in terms of stage, certainly it has been my work doing I Am That I Am, Woman Black, the one-woman show that I tour internationally, because I had the opportunity to touch so many hearts, spirits, and souls along the way, educating while entertaining, what I call edutainment. So certainly, in terms of my stage work, that has been what I have done the longest, and where I have reached more audiences by doing that historical show. And in terms of film, I would have to say that probably my three favorite projects would be Erin Brockovich, because of its social value and political value, as well as Iron Jawed Angels with Hilary Swank.
Right.
And again, because it has value in terms of both historical value around the women's suffrage movement, and also just bringing to light a historical figure, Ida B. Wells, African American, who many probably did not know about until they saw the film.
Right.
And thirdly, it would be Little John, a Hallmark made TV movie where I played sister to Ving Rhames, and that project really touched my heart because it was so beautifully written. And as we know, Hallmark movies are such tear jerkers.
Yep.
And it was just a delight to be in such a loving film where my character and my family's characters, for the most part, had such uplifting and positive images.
Well, thank you once again, Adela, for being part of the show, of course.